The International Organization for Migration says the migrants arrived in Iraq about 4 months ago, expecting lucrative employment promised by recruiters. But the promised jobs did not materialize. IOM says they were left without any money and some had their passports taken away. The organization says the men who come from Bangladesh, India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka are living in makeshift conditions in a hangar close to the airport in Baghdad or are camped out on roadsides. Spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy tells VOA aid workers recently found a group of about 60 men living in tents or containers with no access to water or sanitation.
They actually paid their own way to Iraq. Some of them borrowed thousands of dollars to get to Iraq. Some of them sold land, for instance, or borrowed money. But once they arrived in Iraq, the jobs that were promised to them suddenly evaporated. And these contractual workers were left completely stranded without any financial resources, without any passport or travel documentation that were taken away by the unscrupulous intermediaries. And currently, they're completely marooned and stuck in Baghdad without the possibility of returning home.
Chosy says 1,000 migrants from various nationalities reportedly are being kept in three warehouses in a secured area around the airport without their passports. He says most of these men are predominantly South Asian and were contracted by a catering company. He says some of the men visited by IOM staff begged for help to return home. Others said they could not go back until they could pay off their debts. He says some Nepalese have managed to go home either through help from their families or by borrowing money from fellow Nepalese migrants with jobs in Iraq, thereby increasing their debts. He says IOM soon will be helping 8 Nepalese migrants return home, but he says the agency urgently needs about $500,000 to assist hundreds of other migrants to return. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.